10:05, we call the joint town tribe liquor committee meeting to order on May 23rd at 10 a.m. We have members and forums present from both. We need a motion to approve the agenda.
I guess it would be up to me. I'll move to approve the agenda.
There a second?
Are we allowed to second?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're all together here.
This is Sarah's first, Sarah and Jamie's first.
This is one big.
And Suzie, we're all new.
One big happy family.
Any kind of things we can add in, guys.
And you're Sarah?
Good.
There's one big happy family.
Probably should have introduced you guys. That was really nice of Max.
Well, anybody who makes a mistake gets taken.
Yeah, give me that red pen.
All right. Motion has been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye?
May I have a under discussion?
Yeah.
Question.
Well, yeah, as soon as we approve the agenda, then.
What's with the adding something to the agenda? Is that?
Can we do that?
Just a discussion, quick discussion, because we don't need action or anything like that. But being new, I just wanted to kind of get a overview of the cigarette.
Okay, we can do that under item number five.
Yeah, we can do that.
Number five?
Yeah, because that's review of the license.
When we get to that one, then.
Okay.
Okay, so we got a motion and a second to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Media has been notified. Posted. Real quick, let's do introductions since I don't know everybody either. I'm Matt Falke, the chairman, town chairman.
Nancy Edwards, the clerk.
Rob Hanson.
Supervisor Town.
Max, ATF treasurer. Good to see you guys again.
I'm Suzie Burgess. I'm the ATF secretary.
Okay.
Jamie Armstrong, the ATF president.
Okay.
Sarah Schuman, ATF vice president.
Got her. All right.
And Raquel Zortman Bell couldn't make it today, but she's our fifth member. So we got a full board.
Okay. Item number five, review liquor license and applications. Now.
Now Jamie can let her rip.
Now, yeah, you've got.
I made you all a copy. There is one tobacco license for the family store across the street. On the basic alcohol and license, there's really no changes. The only real change there was at the grocery store, Mark Stone will be the agent now.
For LDF Ojibwe Country Market.
Correct. Mark Stone's going to be the agent.
Okay.
Other than that, basically all the applications are exactly like last year.
Okay.
And these girls might not know, or they might have read that the reason we're doing this almost a month earlier is because at the meeting last year, your group had asked that we have them ready and sent over to
Tribal Council.
Tribal Council, so they have a month to look at it.
There wasn't enough time for them to look at all.
Usually we brought them like a week before.
Yeah, and it was just not working out.
They asked if we could do them a little earlier. So we asked everybody to have the applications done a month earlier, which they did comply, and I didn't really hear any complaints. So I'm going to be, once these are approved today by you or reviewed by you today, I will be taking the whole packets, many packets, up to the Tribal Center Council so they can distribute them before the meeting that they are going to approve them on June 25th.
When you say many packets, do you mean copies?
I do.
We only need one.
Oh, okay. It was asked in here, bring copies. So I made 10, so I'm going to be giving you 10.
It'll come to my department if we only need one copy because we scan them in and they get them electronically now.
Got it. I'll remember that next year.
Save a lot of copies, please.
You got 10.
Maybe you can add scan on the, or the, for next year.
It should be, are you looking at the?
It's probably an old one.
Well, it's on the notice. That might be an old one.
Yeah, it could be an old one. I don't know, but that's what I always did, so.
Yeah.
Kind of a creature of habit here.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'll know it.
And then are you the lady I talked to when there was that misunderstanding with Jason from the casino?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah.
We got that all straightened out. Yeah. That's basically all I know. Did anybody have any questions about any of these? Somebody said a question on the tobacco one.
Yeah, Jamie.
Oh, that was, what is, because we met with the council yesterday, we meet with them on a monthly basis for community business. And that was one of the questions they had with, and I don't know, the cigarette, the rebate, was it the rebate, Suzie? Was it the rebates or the taxes?
The fee, the, oh yeah, the $5.
The other $5 fee that, for the license?
They wanted to know where that, what that's used, or if.
I think basically it's just to cover the cost of typing up the license and stuff, there's really.
Is that per application though?
Yeah, it would be per application.
For the tobacco one.
Yeah, just for the tobacco one. The other fees are.
It's probably, it's the only one that we've got.
Yeah, that's our first one that we've gotten with this, yeah, Jamie's the first.
We used to, you know, there used to be other sales of tobacco sales around town, but all of a sudden, you know, over time, there weren't any.
Right, I didn't have any for years.
Yeah, they, nobody sold cigarettes, you had the smoke shop and that was it.
Yeah, and they're exempt, they don't need one.
And so when Family Dollar came in and they sell cigarettes, they said, well, we need a cigarette license, so the.
That was the first.
$5.
It's five bucks is the base fee that's set, and so we charge $5 for the application.
Basically just to do the paperwork.
Yeah.
And that'll be like every year on.
Yep, every year.
Just five, you know.
Well, it's every cycle, yes.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, so we only have one and it's a $5 fee.
Okay. Yeah, that seemed like such a pretty big deal, but we got asked about it, so.
Yeah, last year was the first year that they applied for it. Because, you know, years ago when you had, I don't know, Steve's Grocery Store was out there and they sold cigarettes and, you know, you had some of the other taverns that, Maywood Lodge had sold cigarettes, nobody sells cigarettes anymore. So they never got a cigarette license, or tobacco license, I should say.
Yeah.
Steve's Grocery, taking it way back.
I worked there, I bagged groceries there.
I remember.
So how often do you have to apply for a cigarette license?
It'll be yearly, just like a liquor license.
Once a year.
Yeah, since I've been on the committee, this.
They don't need one there.
Oh, they're exempt.
Yeah, I've checked on it many times. June promised she would not ask me again.
And I'm thinking, oh no, did we miss something with our own tribe or?
No, I've checked on it almost every year for June.
See, and I think, because those get turned into the state and they gotta pay tax on that.
Most likely, yeah.
And so that's a way of the state keeping track of their.
Of who has it. And also, they do a lot of studies about sale of cigarettes and who's buying them and, you know, make sure you don't sell them to minors and all that stuff. And I have reports that I gotta send to state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
So basically that's the gist of it, I just need you to review them and tell me that I can forward these on to the town board and the council.
For the inactive one, is that?
There's two inactive.
Two inactive?
Gordon Allen,
which was across the street. They just wanna keep it in case they ever wanna open up a place, they don't wanna.
Oh, I see.
They don't wanna lose it because.
Yeah, you can keep the license and you can have it inactive if you're not open or don't have a business, but if you have intentions of maybe opening one someday, you can keep that license and you don't have to reapply.
Because if there are no license, then you couldn't get one unless you bought the reserve one, which is $10,000.
And Tom Molson's has been inactive for quite some time, but every year they pay it and, you know, they keep it. So I'm assuming Gordon is, that's his intention, you know, because he may start, yeah.
Yeah.
I
Status quo pretty much.
This is neat, first cigarette license.
We have one last year.
We had one last.
Did we have one last year?
Yeah, it was in there last year.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Where was I? Was I at the meeting? Pretty sure I was here.
You were here.
Was I mentally here?
No, I remember you asking what's this for, and it's cigarette license for the Family Dollar.
Okay. Each does too.
Yep, let's do it in a minute.
Yeah. I'll remember definitely next year.
I have a silly question.
Okay.
How come the church needs one?
Because they have like, fish, well, they used to have fish fries and stuff where they serve beer. And now they have like a little men's club or something.
When they have their special events up there.
They didn't want to get in any trouble by, you know, somebody bringing in a six pack or whatever, so.
Okay.
So they, and they sell it from time to time, so they needed to get a license.
Okay.
And they used to have a tent on the Fourth of July?
No, that's,
Lions Club.
Yeah, Lions Club, but they.
The Legion too.
That was Mayor Poopler.
I think they had one last year though on the Fourth.
They did.
They usually use that big green tent or big green tarp thing. I didn't see that last year.
No, Mayor Poopler says that you couldn't get any help, so they weren't going to have it last year, so they didn't also have it this year.
Yeah, because people will apply then sometimes for a one-day picnic license, which is, would be your Fourth of July is when the Legion would have their beer tent and that type of thing, but.
But it has to be from a group. It can't just be an individual person. It has to be like Lions Club or, you know, a group.
Okay.
For the cigarette application, this one, you must say, this application doesn't have to have like this portion here where they pay the fee?
No, just $5. She have a copy of the check that they sent me. Just straight $5.
So I was just wondering, because they're, the liquor license has that.
Yeah, that's because there's so many different classes that you can have for liquor license and.
Different fees?
Oh yeah, it's different fees for each type of license. Like you'll look at the grocery store, theirs is only $50. Because it's a Class A beer, which means it's only beer that can be taken away.
Sold and taken out.
Taken away.
Served on premise.
Right. And no hard liquor, yeah. Yeah, each one has a different fee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nancy, can you send me a copy of that check?
Actually, can you send it to our secretary?
Our sec, yeah, Suzie, sorry.
We're trying to break her.
They're trying to break me of the secretary duties. I'm like, can you send that to me? Yes, if you could just scan a copy.
Okay, I don't have the check. I have the stuff.
Perfect, perfect. Send that to Suzie. That would be great. I say me, but I gotta stop, yeah. Jamie's trying to break me, so.
Stop.
I know, I gotta stop.
I'll just bring it in the packets when I bring it over.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
It's hard. It's difficult. We've done it for so long, you know?
That'll work out perfect.
Great. Thank you, Jamie, for.
Straightening you out.
She's straightening me out.
Old habits.
Yes, they do. They do.
Any other questions from anybody? Then I guess we'd be looking at a motion to approve the license applications. So moved. Is there a second?
A second.
Got a second? Motion been made and seconded to approve the license applications. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Seeing none, motion carries. We need a motion to adjourn at 10:20.
I'm sorry, Matt. I'm sorry. Before you adjourn.
Okay.
This was just a flashback from last year for me upon this motion that we just did. I believe Bob motioned last year to approve the liquor licenses. That needs to come from the ATF committee and the second. Because we had gotten called in.
Because ours are actually approved there.
And our meds, because.
Yeah, and ours. Because theirs, they have to do theirs there.
Okay.
Okay.
Because remember last year when that happened?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, because if that happened, we're, yeah.
So let's do that part over again.
We're like, Yeah, because they, it has to come from...
Oh, to approve the...
Yes, to approve the licenses, yeah, because last year Bob did the same thing, and then we got...
All right.
The council said we need to...
And ours are actually approved at a board meeting, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have to do ours for ours.
Two separate approvals, okay, so we need a, for the towns end of thing, we need a motion to approve the license application.
I'll make that motion, I'll move to approve the application.
I'll second that.
Yeah.
Motion been made, seconded to approve license applications, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. And now the...
Committee.
Tribal Liquor Committee.
I'll make a motion to approve the 2018 license.
15 total, two inactive, one secret.
Good second, that's there.
A double second.
Double second.
And I remember that.
All in ours, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Now a motion to adjourn at 10:21.
You guys got your copy of this, because then we can put these back, we don't need these.
I will move to adjourn.
Okay, you've got a motion to adjourn, is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion been made, seconded to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Great.
I'm so used to that, too, where we...
Yeah, we're used to...